fighting for social change is a long haul fight. And sometimes, you know, sometimes.
Hi, I'm Jalal from the Victory Bus Project. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Tune in to Radio for Open Ears on 90.7 FM, Wednesday, April 3rd. At 10 p.m., it's time for Snack Point Charlie on 90.7 FM WGXC. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind advisory for the entire area from 2 p.m., Wednesday, April 3rd, to 10 p.m. The forecast predicts mostly sunny skies Wednesday, with a high near 53 and a low around 32, and heavy wind, gusts as high as 38 miles per hour, expected on Wednesday afternoon. Thursday should be sunny with a high near 44 and a low around 30. And then Friday, there's a 60% chance of rain with mostly cloudy skies, a high near just 40 and a low around 34. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carrie and Donald Gardner of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
And good morning, Brightsiders. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, here with you. And we got some good news.
I've been quiet.
Hey, man, these are
for way too
Bright Side
long.
Wednesday.
Can't find it. No, no more. Got a story. And it's time to tell. Cause I just can't keep it to myself. Somebody give me your microphone or a megaphone or a telephone.
I got a shirt.
You're gonna clap your hands, gonna wanna dance.
Hear what?
Good news, got that old make do. Got that joy coming through, got me feeling alright.
Alright.
Good news, got that skip in my step. Feel that beat in my chest. Got that love
90.7 FM, Acro.
I've been praying for so, so long. Believing
Catskill.
That day would come. He heard me.
Green County.
And he pulled me out. He put me right here for such a time as now.
Columbia County. And vicinity. And all y'all out there in techno land.
Got
good news. Today.
Good news, got that skip in my step, feel that beat in my chest, got that love in my life, I'm talking good, good news, I got that good, good news, yeah, if you got it, share it, if you need it, receive it, come on, tell everyone that it's all about good.
It's Good News Wednesday. If you've been going through, what is that, Monday blahs, Monday blues, and Tuesday tests, well, we're here for Worry-Free Wednesday. We got good news. Listen, this is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. It just flows all in my bones. I'm thanking God for that. I always look to see the glass half full when it's even lower than half. But listen, that's because I know there is a bright side somewhere. There's a bright side over that cloudy sky. There is the sun still shining. So that's good news, right? And we have made it into spring, y'all. I think the last time I was here with you, it was the first day of spring. And yeah, you know, spring tries to hide, play hide and seek with us a little bit. But we are in spring and the birds are singing and we're glad about it. Looking forward to the spring being a full season. We don't want it to rush. We want it to be sweet and take its time, right? That's what I'm talking about. So we are here. It's good news. Spring also brings us the celebrations of Passover and the celebration of the Holy Week. And this year, as it is the case in some years, not always, but Passover and Good Friday are coming together. So our brothers and sisters hold to the Jewish tradition, and thus of those of us who hold the Christian traditions on the same day, we're celebrating the same thing, the sacrificial lamb. We'll talk about that a little later, perhaps, but that's part of the good news. So, you know, I'm here today. It's me and you, beloved. It's me and you. And I want to talk about that through music today. I want to talk about why this season is good news. As we're coming up to Holy Week in a couple of weeks, those of you who will be making preparations have been preparing for Holy Week. We have lots of activities that will be going on, special services at local churches and in the temple, the synagogue. There'll be services. And so we're just excited about the atmosphere and the charge in the atmosphere as we're getting closer to our high holy days. And I talk about the good news of those holy days, and I'm going to do it through music today. So I got another one for you. I believe it or not, when this song came out, I traded a Jackson 5 record for this song. Yes, I did. It might be a collector's item today. Isn't that something? But yes, I traded a Jackson 5 record for this song that my god sister brought over to our house for me to hear. And I want you to hear it today, too. This is an updated version. It's by BB and CC Winans with their sister Debbie. And it's called Oh Happy Day When Jesus Washed My Sins Away. That's what I'm talking about.
Happy day.
Oh, happy day. Hey, you know what, beloved? I remember when I learned we were reading world history or war history, something like that. But there was this quote, I think it was from Karl Marx, said that religion is the opiate of the people. And that was supposed to be a put down. You know what I'm saying? Now we have these opiate addictions. Come on here. Opiates is just running amok and running people's lives amok. I'd rather have religion than make me happy. I'm just saying, amen. Religion introduced me to a relationship with the one true living God. And I am so excited about, I'm so happy about on my worst days when I get up grumpy in the morning and I get on our prayer line. And by the time I get up them 30 minutes on that prayer line, I'm feeling lifted and hopeful and helped again. And so that's why Oh Happy Day means a lot to me. And it was a long time before I made the connection, but I tell you this, I'm glad that I traded that Jackson 5 record for that record, because it has been a part of my spirit and my soul for many, 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 many years. So, Oh Happy Day. That was BB and CC Winans, if you like that. I have another song. And this song, like I said, I'm telling the story through the music today. And the next song is Oh the Blood. This is the New Jersey Mass Choir, and they're going to take us a little higher. And then we're going to tell you why we celebrate the blood.
Blood of Jesus. the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
One more time, for it reaches.
For it reaches.
It will never lose its power. So, for those who know and those who may not know and be curious or listening and don't mind hearing, because this is the station for open ears, radio for open ears. Listener-supported radio for open ears. Don't you love that? That's truth. That's truth. We are here for those who have open ears. So, listen, way back in the book of Genesis, and that is a part of the Bible that is shared by Muslims and Hebrews and Christians. In the book of Genesis, tells this story about these brothers, the first children on earth, Cain and Abel, right? And that's where we get the saying, a raising Cain, when people are acting foolish and running amok, acting wretched. Cain was jealous of his brother Abel and his relationship with God. And they went to bring offerings to God, give God thanks for all that God was doing. And Cain shortchanged God with his offering, gave him less than his best. And so he got jealous of his brother Abel, and he killed his brother out in the field. And God, you know, his relationship with man was very close those days. And we can have close relationships with God still today. But he was, you know, able to be very close to them. Sin hadn't put a big, big wedge between God and man at that time. And God says, hey, what's happening with you and your brother? Where's your brother? And Cain says, am I my brother's keeper? See, that's another saying we get, right? It comes out of the Bible. He says, am I my brother's keeper? And God said, his blood cries out to me from the grain, from the ground. That's the power of the blood. The blood speaks, right? We know that once a body loses its blood, it's done, right? Any area of the body, any limb in the body, if it loses its blood, it's done, right? So that's the power of the blood. And so then, you know, they go on and in their relationship with God and you know, early people and the Israelite community that had this heard from God, right, through God's prophets and servants. They would be talking to God and learning more about God and relationship to God and relationship to each other. And so they got to a point where they said, okay, you guys need to, what is that? I don't know what that is, but we're gonna close that out. So he said, for your sins, you know, this is how we're going to handle this whole sin thing, because I don't want the sin separating me from you. So we're going to deal with sin, and you're going to slay an animal, and you're going to offer up a sacrifice. And you know, when you slay the animal, the only time you know it's dead is when all the blood is drained out, right? But God don't waste nothing. So he said, and I'm going to let you take this blood of these animals, and we're going to just like kind of whitewash your sins with this blood. And then it got to a point where the people were so bad, God let them get into slavery, right? And they came into bondage and captivity. A lot of folks out here today, and me too, I'm not, you know, I'm not no different than you. You know, we get held captive. We get captive to things we can't get free of. There are people that are struggling with addictions, right? Can't get free of that. Codependency, toxic relationships, can't get free of that. Indebtedness, right? The guilt of the past that keep you bound. All kinds of things can have you in captivity, right? But God don't want us to be in captivity. He wants us to be free. And so he didn't want them to be. He was fed up with them for a long time, beloved. For a long time. But then God was like, all right. You know, I'm going to be merciful here. And so he was going to deliver them from their captivity. And he told them, okay, look, I'm going to deliver you. It's going to be deep. So here, y'all do this sacrifice, have this ritual, this worship, and then take that blood that's from that sacrificed animal, put it on your doorpost, and I'm going to send some judgment to these people that have been oppressing you. I'm going to send judgment to these people who have been harming you for generations, and when I do, I want you all to be covered. So when you put that on the post, amen, this judgment's not going to come to you. And so they did that, and hallelujah, that's what's coming up this month, Passover. As that judgment of God passed over all the homes that the doorpost had that covering with the blood. And then we come on into the Christian text, the New Testament stories, and talks about, you know, John the Baptist seeing Jesus and saying, "Oh, behold, there is the Lamb of God that's taken away the sins of the world." And it was his sacrifice at Calvary that we are celebrating this month as well. And so we're continuing to tell this story, right? We're going to tell the story of why we are celebrating in this season, Passover and Resurrection Sunday, which a lot of people call Easter. And I don't know if you got small children in the room, you might want to let them excuse after this next song, because I want to talk about the differentiation between Easter and Holy Week, the resurrection. But first, hallelujah, we want to share this little number for you, telling the story. This is Richard Smallwood and Calvary. Listener supported radio, WGXC Acra, Catskill Hudson, 90.7 FM radio for open ears. Oh, And so, beloved, we are coming up to Holy Week, and that's means at Maundy Thursday is a Christian concept, a holiday where we remember that last meal that Jesus had with his disciples before his betrayal. And then we move into what we call Good Friday, which almost sounds like an oxymoron until you understand, right? It's like he was betrayed, he was tortured, he was falsely accused. He endured all of that. He said, "You're not taking my life. I'm giving my life away." You need to say that to your haters when they think they're setting you up for a trap and for a fall. And you bite the bullet, shoot a, what they say? Swallow some stuff. Nah, you're not getting away with nothing. I'm giving myself away because God's got something greater. He's got something more powerful in my future. And I just have to endure this for the moment, right? Well, that's what Jesus did. He said, "I could call legions of angels to come down and handle all of this, but I'm going to hold back on that. I'm going to go through this because I know that there's something that's getting done here that's far greater than me just saving myself from Calvary." And so we call that Good Friday. That's why we call that Good Friday. He didn't come down off that cross. That's good for you and me. Oh, my gosh. What help we hope would we have? Yes, I embrace the cross wholeheartedly. And I thank Jesus for going to Calvary. And, before I move on to my next song that's telling the story, the blood still speaks today. It still speaks today. You know, when I think about these shootings in our nation, these mass shootings, and how parents and relatives and lawmakers are saying, we're not going to let these children and these lives that have been snatched away from us, we're not going to let their blood that was, in the classrooms and in the streets, we're not going to let that just, go silently away. We're going to deal with this situation, right? We're going to deal with it. That's because of the power of the blood still speaking. We celebrate Memorial Day, right? We celebrate Veterans Day, our soldiers who've fallen and our soldiers who served and our soldiers who were wounded because of the power of their blood. And, the scripture says no greater love has a man for a friend or a neighbor than that he would give his life, right? The power of the blood still speaks. So, people who misconstrue this, is this bloody religion or this blood religion and barbaric. Nah, that's not. It's a misunderstanding, a misinterpretation, a misrepresentation of what we're saying. So we want to set the record clear, right? There is power in the blood. And you know what, beloved? He went to Calvary. That was a decision that he made to do for me and you, to be that lamb that takes away the sins of the world. And it works for anybody who's going to receive it. There's a whole lot of us who believe it. And that's the reason I believe it, because he did it for me and he does it for me daily. That's the power of the blood. But it was a decision that he made, and I made a decision to follow him. I made a decision, and I'm going to tell the story through music today. He decided to die.
From my What did he do? Just listen to this. Here he was, the Son of God. Hallelujah. And although he was standing there being tempted by those around him, because one of the thieves looked over at him and said, look here, if you Jesus, the Son of God, why don't you get out off this cross and save yourself and save me along with you. And the other thief looked over at him and said, well, I don't really know whether you are or not. But I tell you what, in case you are, when you come in your kingdom, remember me. And then Jesus didn't have to die. If he had wanted to, he could have called 10,000 angels to come stand by his side. But he looked at him and told him this. He said, you're not taking my life. But I'm going to lay it down for you. And he wouldn't come down. He wouldn't come down. He would not.
He decided to die.
Yeah, beloved, he made that decision. And Easter Bunny ain't had nothing to do with that. All right. So, so we go on in church history, you know, a little bit and, you know, trying to share this good news with people who weren't really trying to hear it. And so the early church leaders said, well, you know what? This whole observation and reflection and remembrance of what Jesus did, it comes around the same time as this spring equinox and this spring celebration of, you know, renewal and rebirth and the spring gods and all these kind of things. And one of the gods was Esther. And, you know, and Esther was the god of fertility, right? Because, you know, Jesus came back to life. And so attested to about 500 witnesses. But, hey, we're not going to go into that part of the story right now. So they sort of said, well, let's bring the two stories together, right? But now we live in a time where the whole Easter Bunny and the egg situation is overtaking the story of Calvary. We gotta be cautious because there's power. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the cross of Calvary. There's power in the resurrection. And there's so many people. Listen, there's, I don't know how many billions of Christians around the world. Sometimes we don't live like it, act like it, talk like it, think like it. But we got a taste of the story, and we've seen how he's moved in our lives. And so we know enough to know that, you know, there's more to this than meets the eye. We're not letting it go. We're not giving it up, right? We're getting co-opted, I think. So I was looking online for, you know, some graphics, for flyers and things that I wanted to create. And I only found one with a cross. Everything else was Easter eggs and bunnies. But listen, Easter Bunny ain't had nothing to do with this, okay? So, hey, we getting close to that time on the line, but I got a couple of things I want to share before we go. I have one song I want to play, and I want to try and get that up there. I'm not going to play the whole thing because I got some more time for you and something to share. But this one is important to the story, so I got to play it. It is, he got up. He didn't just go to Calvary and die and lay down in the tomb. But he got up again. I'm a believer. Yes. He got up. And not only that, but he said, look, you're going to get up too. Whew, how about that? Well, beloved, we are coming to that time. But we're getting ready to say ciao for now. But before we do, I want to just share the Paint Amy Church out there in Chatham. They're going to have one of their famous fried chicken dinners, and they're going to do baked chicken too. And that's coming up for you on the 13th, I believe it is. Nope, that's not what it is. Sorry about that. It's coming up for you Thursday, tomorrow. It's coming up tomorrow, Thursday. So check them out. Google them or look up the phone number, Paint Amy Church. I don't have the phone number I should have the phone number, but I don't. But I did want to put that out there. I know that on the 13th, they are going to be doing something at the Chatham Firehouse called 7-Ups. And I think it's a breakfast. So, you know, got some speakers kind of come out. 7 speakers in 7 minutes. And you think preachers talk long when they're not going to talk long then. You know, so know about that. Father's Promise, they have something coming up as well. They're out there in Valencia and at the Christian Academy campus. And they have a psalmist coming into the area. And hopefully we're going to have him on phone with us if he's not here in the studio. Next time around, he's going to talk about what psalmists do. But we want to get you in the mood for the season. And listen, when we come back, we're going to have more goodies for what's going on in the community celebrating Holy Week, right? So, beloved, don't go nowhere. Let your dial stay here. At least meet me back here for Brightside Wednesday. We'll be back on the third Wednesday of the month, God saying the same. Until such time as we get to speak together again, remember never to forget, God loves you and so do I. I tell you, I have gray days too, but I do know there's a bright side out there and it's somewhere not too far. It's really, really near. God bless you. We're going to go out with Elevation Worship today. And this is icing on the cake. Elevation Worship is singing for us about the resurrecting power, peace, love, and soul. God bless you.
A head that once was crowned with is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet. Now at His feet we bow. The one who wore our sin and shame, now robed in majesty, the radiance of perfect love now shines for all to see. Your name is victory. All praise will rise to Christ our King. Declare your victory, the resurrection.